Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Their Beliefs, and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. We are completing our topic of the authenticity of the Bible. Even we find many evidence in the Quran, in Islam, that testify that the Bible is the Word of God. And we are examining some of those evidence. Many sincere Christian scholars during the time of Muhammad, such as the Abyssinians, who loved the Muslims and befriended them, would have exposed any attempted changes in the scripture. Because some Muslims say the Bible has been changed. Well, we read in Surah 582 about these Christians. It reads, strongest among men in enmity to the believers will thou find the Jews and pagans, and nearest among them in love to the believers will thou find those who say we are Christians. Because among these are men devoted to learning and the men who have renounced the world, and they are not arrogant. Wow. Note that this verse describes these Christians as devoted to learning. Since these dedicated Christians knew very well the revelations given to them from God, they would have discovered any attempted tampering in the Holy Scriptures, which they had. The verse also describes these Christians, they have renounced the world and they are not arrogant, which means these Christians were living a godly life and they were humble. Therefore, they would not have committed such a terrible sin of changing or corrupting their holy scriptures or approving of the corruption of their holy scriptures. Okay, Surah 566, which states, there is from among them a party on the right course, shows that there were a significant number of Jews and Christians who did not compromise, but were faithful and stood fast by the law and the gospel. Such a steadfast group would have exposed any attempt to corrupt their holy scriptures. In addition, from Muhammad's time forward, many Jews and Christians in lands conquered by the Muslim army embraced Islam. For example, when Islam entered Egypt, my homeland, many Christians found out it's much easier to live as a Muslim than as a Christian, and they became Muslims. Since Muslims revered the holy books of the Jews and the Christians, the Jews and Christians who became Muslims would have retained their reverence for their original scriptures as well. Are you with me? Yet, no texts have been discovered that differ from today's Bible. If the Jews and Christians had collaborated to corrupt the Bible, surely some of these Muslim converts would have been able to produce unaltered copies of the holy books and show everybody, hey, the scriptures has been changed. This is the original scripture. In fact, hundreds of manuscripts exist today From the 4th and 5th centuries, Islam started in the 6th century, these manuscripts agree with today's translations of the scripture, Injil. Any variances are minor and do not affect any essential doctrine. What I am saying is the New Testament of Muhammad's day is the same as the New Testament today. This is a well-established fact that is widely agreed upon because we have manuscript evidence. We'll talk about that later. So these circumstances render it impossible for Jews and Christians to have come together after the death of Muhammad to alter their holy scriptures. Those Muslims who claim that today's Bible is altered or corrupt need to answer the following questions. When and where did this corruption take place? When and where? Who were the perpetrators? Who did it? How did they reach a consensus? If there were an original Bible different from the one that exists today, where is it? So that we can make a comparison. What specific textual changes were made to the original manuscript? What evidence proves that anything was altered, that any alterations of doctrines happens? No evidence. Also, my dear Muslim friend, don't forget, according to God, the Bible cannot be corrupted, cannot be changed. Why? Because we have a fact, a principle that God gave us, that the word of God, his word, is unchangeable as God originally presented it in the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. Actually, the Quran itself asserts, confirms repeatedly that no one can alter the word of God. For example, Surah 6 states, there is none that can alter the words and decrees of Allah. Surah 10 states, no change can there be in the word of Allah. Both Surah 6 and Surah 18 states, none can change his words. And of course, the Bible emphasizes that the word of God does not change. In Isaiah 40, Old Testament, we read, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Matthew 24:35. Therefore, whoever claims that the Bible is corrupted or changes calls God a liar and actually accuses God of being unable to protect and preserve his word. When any of my Muslim acquaintances or friends tell me the Bible is corrupted, I take two steps back and I reply, God forbid. In Arabic, astaghfirullah. Before we end, we must do the most important thing. Go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we surrender our lives to you. Fill us with your Spirit, God. Guide our lives. Motivate, equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Hallelujah. Use us, God, for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.